Dr. Rice has a very busy day today, do you not?
I do have a very busy day. We're here in beautiful Sea Island, but we're working all the time.
Is your first trip down there?
It is my first trip here. It is a really beautiful place.
Oh, it really is. Maybe you can get to Cumberland before you go if you really want to see something beautiful.
I wish I could do that.
So, but anyway, I noticed you were just having a press briefing here a couple of minutes ago. You were having something to say about the transition of power in Iraq. Things are working smoothly in that regard right now?
I believe we're on a good path. When the president laid out his 5-point plan to a peaceful and stable Iraq and talked about the first stage as being the creation of a new government and then getting ready for the transfer of sovereignty, I think that is really very much underway. This is an impressive Iraqi government. It's an impressive prime minister, and he's working hard, and he's already made clear that he wants the help of the international community, including international military forces, but that Iraqis are ready now to take responsibility for their own affairs. That's extremely important.
So that's on the table for discussion at the G8, right?
They will. The Iraqi president will be here at the G8, and that's an exciting thing. They can talk about with the G8 about how to help the Iraqi people move forward. It's really a wonderful day because when you think about it, it's just a little over a year ago that Iraq was, of course, under the thumb of a horrible dictator, and now that's a liberated country, and it's beginning to take control of its future. It's really going to be a wonderful celebration of what liberty and freedom can do.
Well, let's switch sides here to the other news story that is all over the newspapers. Of course, the death of Ronald Reagan. I'm snooping around your biography. Condoleezza Rice worked for Ronald Reagan for a while. Is that right?
I worked in the Pentagon during the Reagan administration, and I was a fellow in the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I also wrote a lot about Ronald Reagan and had a chance to meet him on a couple of occasions. He was just an enormous inspiration to people, and he really, really understood in his core what democracy and freedom and the Fort March meant. And I will never forget how he challenged us to refuse to accept the existence of communism in the Soviet Union, and to really believe that freedom and liberty could triumph in Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union at a time when everybody thought that was just either misplaced idealism or that somehow he was just using rhetoric, but he meant it, and in fact it came true.
Well, speaking of rhetoric, my rhetoric is that Ronald Reagan is the president that won World War III, which was the Cold War.
I don't think there's any doubt that Ronald Reagan's impact on the end of the Cold War is really hard to overstate. So many people just accepted that we had to have coexistence with the Soviet Union, and he really didn't. I remember when he told Gorbachev to tear down that wall in Berlin, and people said, "What is he talking about?" And
oh, that's too confrontational.
Right, it's too confrontational. It's not diplomatic. I can tell you, I was a young Soviet specialist at the time, and boy, on college campuses and in university communities and among professional foreign policy types, it was all about how undiplomatic it was, how unpopular it was to say things like that. Well, turned out to be right.
Well, this is the same rhetoric you hear about the current president, George Bush's statements about Islamic terrorism and the axis of evil.
That's exactly right, and it's the same thing that you hear when people say, well, you can't have democracy in the Middle East. Are you out of your mind? Well, you know, when you believe in these values, you believe that they're universal, and you believe that given an opportunity, people will choose freedom over tyranny, you're willing to speak in a straightforward and clear manner, and to say that, yes, there is a good and there is a bad, and freedom is good and tyranny is bad. This president follows in a great tradition of Ronald Reagan in doing that.
Now, back to the rhetoric angle, I want you to scold me if I need to be scolded, because I have been saying, I'm not the only one, of course, that the current war we're fighting against Islamic terrorism could be categorized, in fact, as World War IV, because it is going on around the world.
Well, it is certainly going on around the world. It is global, and it's completely global in its scope. You know, when we liberated Mazar-e Sharif up in Afghanistan, we found Nigerians and Malays and Australians and an American and Russians and Chinese. I mean, people who had come from all kinds of different nationalities, and they were just united in their view that extremism, Islamic extremism, was the wave of the future. So it is completely global. And what we have to have is the same resolve, belief in our values, and willingness to use the means at our disposal to defeat international terrorism. I know there are some who say, well, when you get rid of Al-Qaeda and you can go back to kind of police actions. That's not true. This is a war. This is a great war, and we're going to have to fight it as such.
Dr. Rice, is the president going to be leaving the G8 conference before the scheduled end in order to attend some of the ceremonies in Washington, D.C.?
Well, at this point, there is no anticipated change in the president's schedule. He will, of course, participate in President Reagan's service on Friday, and we'll see what else he does. But at this point, there's no anticipation of change in schedule.
What about some of the world leaders? I mean, some of these people might be perhaps staying in this country to attend those services as well on Friday. Has anything been said about that?
I do not know which of the leaders will do that. You know, President Reagan had, of course, many, many friends, former leaders with whom he worked, people who I'm sure will want to pay their respects, but we don't yet have a guest list. But he was revered and loved around the world, and the president, President Bush, is receiving condolence letters from every corner of the globe. Ronald Reagan had a huge impact, and his loss is deeply felt.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us for a couple of minutes here. I know the schedule is busy.
Well, it's very busy, but it was great.